Okay, today's daf is daf ayin bet. We're going to start at the fifth word on the page, at Amar Le Abaye Le Rav Yosef. We're going to do a switch. We're going to do a fortune mode once a week, and at the beginning of the week, so we'll start today, and then we won't say them every day. But we'll have in mind that it's going for the whole week. Fuashlim alabaz ben Shoshana, Dvorah Batino, Zabram Shimon ben Chana, Orla Penina bat Racha Frida Chaim, Alkester bat Zipro, Yosef ben Rachele, bat Rivka, Yalmer bat Chaya, Michal Lishav, Dvorah bat Kadima, Yaakov ben Rosa, Daphna Chaya bat Sara, Tali Racha bat Tamar Sarali, Loi Nishma, Chana bat Atar, Reza bat Sara, Tzvihosh ben Yaakov, Halevi, Umela. Okay, we're in the middle. What started yesterday was trying to define what are the boundaries of Bavel, if we are under the assumption that we talked about that Bavel had the pure lineage. So now the whole question is going to be, what's going to be the lineage? How do we define the borders of Babylonia? And then we're going to learn, not only is it going to be the physical boundaries, but as we learned in Gittin, if you remember, there was a whole discussion in Gittin, you have to say, b'fanai nachtam, if you come from outside of Babel to Babel. So if you're talking about Babel, in Gittin, about which of the cases, remember we had two reasons. Number one, the Edim are going to be local, so we can find them in Babel, whereas if they're coming from far away, it will be difficult to find Edim to verify the document. And number two, we had the issue that they weren't knowledgeable and they didn't know the halacha. It was a big machloka, Rabba and Rabba there. If the issue is that they're not knowledgeable and they don't know the halacha about Biki and Lishma, that you have to write the get Lishma, and therefore, they are not Biki and Lishma. In other words, they don't know the halacha of Lishma. Therefore, also we had a discussion, what's considered Bavel? And the issue is going to be very similar, although we're going to question whether the same machlok code here apply there also. But in general, when you have that, you have to try to define the boundaries. Now, I don't recall, I'm pretty sure there they didn't get into such detail as they do here in terms of what exactly are the boundaries at what point. To help us out today, I copied two different maps. One is in the Schottenstein, so you have it yourself, but I figured instead of having to flip back all the time, it would be here. And the other, I also made it bigger, and the other is from the Atlas Karta, which is a great series of maps. It's called the Atlas Karta. It has for different tkufot. There's tkufat Mikra, there's later tkufot. So this one is tkufat by a chaining, a Mishnah bat Talmud, and I found one. There's all different places that weren't meant, that didn't appear on the Schottenstein. So use them both, and we'll flip back and forth. Okay, so there was a machloket, just to mention before, so we know this, there was a machloket before about, the Bavel is surrounded by the Prat and the Chidekel, the Tigris and the Euphrates. Okay, the Prat is the Euphrates, the Tigris is the Diglat, or the Chidekel. So you can see here how Bavel sits on the map, kind of in between these two rivers, and that's the major boundary of Bavel, although we'll discuss maybe it's a little bit outside, and obviously how far north you go, since the rivers go, you know, along to the side, how far north do you go to determine the boundaries? So there was a three-way machloket on yesterday's daf on the northern boundary. So Rav said, I'm just looking five lines from the bottom. Rav Amar ad akra de tulbakani, which is, if you look here, right, it's one of those, there's four places here on the northern part, on the left-hand side of the map. So that's one of them. And we're going to see these three places that are right near each other. Those are going to be the three-way machloket. Shmuel Amar Agishra de Bay Prat, the bridge of the Bay Prat, which is right south of the Akra de Tul Benaki. Rabbi Yochanan said, Abma Abrat de Gizma, okay, which is further south, so, and east. But anyway, they're all three places along the river, and there's a machloket about them. Amar Le Abaye Le Rabbi Yosef, Laha Gisa de Prat Ad Hecha. Now when we're talking about that it's, you have to remember, a river, right, the river is in place, but there's land on either side of the river. So until now we assume that what's in between the rivers is what's Bavel, what's out, and as again, you have to determine to what extent northward and to what extent southward. But what's outside, we assume, right, like Eber HaYarden, right, on the other side, how far do we go? So apparently we're going to see, so he says, well, Amarleh, Maida Atech. Like, what are you referring to? Obviously on the other side of the river it's not going to be. Maybe you're referring to Mishum Biram. Okay? If you're referring to Biram, now look at the other map, not the one from the Schottenstein, the one from the Atlas Karta. You can see there, here's Pumpadita. Okay? It's actually not far, if you now go back to the map, it's not far from these places, Ma'avrat de Gizma and all those other places. On the other side of the river is a city called Biram. You see it? It's right on the other side. Okay, you can only see the resh mem there because it's the Xerox didn't come out great. But if you look leftward on the other side of the Nahar, mm-hmm. right, you see the Nahar is not the black line, but the lighter line is the Nahar. So it's clearly on the other side of the Nahar. There's that star there, right, where it says Inbar. Mm-hmm. See it? Okay, so that it's basically moving a little northwest from Pumbedita, and it just sits right on the other side of the river. So he says, if you're talking about the city of Biram, miyachse, they're good, they're fine, even though they're on the other side of the Nahar. Is that what you're referring to? Because we know, de Pumbedita mi Biram naspe, we know that the people in Pumbedita marry people from Biram. So if that's what you're talking about, then I would say adhecha means to be, you know, that Biram is included. Amar Papa, kemachloket liyuchsin kach machloket linyan gitin. Okay, so here we have, like I said before, there's going to be a machloket about this. Is the same machloket that Rav Shmuel and Rav Yochanan have in the previous page as to what's the northern border here. It's the same machloket for gitin, in terms of, do you have to say b'fanai nechtam, b'fanai nechtam, if you bring a get from those places. Rav Yosef Amar, machloket liyuchsin, aval gitin, divrei hakol ad arba tinyana de gishra. Okay, so now, Rav Yosef says, no, everybody agrees when it comes to Gitin that the boundary is Arba Tinyana de Gishra, which seems to be by this Gesher, okay, the middle spot. Okay, everyone agrees that it's still there, but when it comes to Yuchsin, it's different. So he doesn't think it's the same Machloket. What exactly is the difference between, you know, why they distinguish between Yuchsin and Gitin, I can't say for sure. Amar Rami Bar Abba, Chavel Yama, okay, now this is a place we don't know what it is, okay, it's called the Chavel Yama. If you look in the Koran, they give some explanations. They suggest that it could be that we're talking about a place right near this ancient city of Babylon, which is more in the center, and that because it was near the ancient city of Babylon, it was more likely that people were from there from the originally. And you'll see in a second, they refer to this very positively. Some people say it's somewhere in the south, near where, if you see there's these two border towns here at the bottom, where the rivers intersect and then become one river. So some people say it's around there. It's unclear exactly what it is, but they say, Chavel Yama Tchelta de Babel. Okay, what does it mean, Tchelta? Tchelet is something very special. So it means this is a very special place, the people are miyuchasim. Okay, if you say it's on the outskirts, then you might be saying, even though it's on the outskirts, it specifically is very miyuchas. Shunya v'guvya t'chelta d'chavel yama. And these two areas within that area are even the better places within the Chavel Yama district. Ravina amar af tzitzura. Okay, this tzitzura, I assume, is tzartzar, okay, which you see on the map, which actually supports the fact that we're talking that it's more in the center. If you see tzartzar here, on the one from the Atlas Karta, I'm sorry, I have to keep flipping back between maps, but it's a little northeast of Nahar Dea. Okay. Shunya Viguvia Surak. Okay. They're also the Tchelta de, right, so sorry, Avtsi Tzura, Tanya Namihachi, and here's a bright that supports this, Chanan ben Pinchas Omer, Chaval Yama Tchelta de Bavel, Shunya Viguvia Vitzitzura, Tchelta de Chaval Yama. Okay, so that supports all these places, right? In other words, one said this, Ravina said another one, here we have a bright that includes all of them. Amar of Papa, V'ha'idna, okay, now here we get to history, okay, what does he say? Well, nowadays, not like that anymore, right? They were quoting Breitas, those Amoraim. So now he says, well, nowadays, Iarve Behu Kutai. Now there's Kutim who live there, right? The Kutim were the people who got moved, right? They're not Jews. They got moved to Shomron when the Assyrians did the exiled the Israelite kingdom. They brought the Kutim instead, and they became Gerei Arayot, meaning they were forced, because these lions came to kill them, they were forced to convert, and they're generally not considered good lineage, that's for sure. So what does he say? There's people, Kutim, living there. But then they say, oh, Velohi, you're wrong, Rav Papa, it happens not to be. Ititahu debaum minayu velo yavele. There was a, okay, so now this is unclear how to read this sentence. Okay, we'll read it. Rashi gives two explanations. If you look in Rashi, it says here, ititabaum minayu, Kutim lo nitavru bahem, aval hakol, okay, it's not that Kutim got mixed up. But there was a rumor, okay, the word spread, yatsa, okay, the rumor spread about this place, why, and that's why Rav Papa was confused. Al yedesha sha'al kuti achad isha mehem, a kuti wanted to marry a woman from that place, aval him lo natnu lo, okay, but since he wanted to marry a woman, there was a rumor that this kuti guy married someone and then they were worried that obviously it's a rumor from a long time ago. So they assume that by this point, there's all these mixed up kids roaming around. And therefore, they can't, even though what they claim is that, in fact, it never happened. The Yesh Omrim and other people say, okay, although Rosh is going to reject this, Rav Papa Baal Minayu Itita V'lo Yavele, that Rav Papa himself wanted to marry a woman from there, and they wouldn't allow him. L'chach haya motzi alehem shemetz pasul. Okay, and that's why, since they wouldn't let him marry some woman that came from there, he started spreading bad rumors about them. Okay, so now Rashi says, V'kashe be'inai lo marken, I can't imagine Rav Papa would start saying they're psulim when they're not really psulim. Okay, where he just... Okay, so anyway, what exactly this means is not so clear, but it seems that, for whatever reason, Rav Papa was either mistaken or he kind of claimed this as, as part of him being upset about what had happened, which again seems like a strange explanation. Although you have to wonder, if Rashi thought it wasn't a great explanation, why did he quote it? My chaval yama, amar Rav Papa, zo prat diborsi. Okay, this is the, what this means exactly, zo prat diborsi. I assume he's just giving that like a name of a place, I assume. What?
Yeah, this is
yeah, it's the city. Ahu Gavra, I don't think it's on our map, is it? Borsi? No. Oh, it's Borsi, right. Some people say it's Borsi, which is toward the south there of all the places, like south of Sura. Okay, if you see on the map from the Shanstein. This is the Shanstein map, if everybody has both. Ahu Gavra de Amalahu, Anamin Shot Mishot. Okay, here we're going to see the place. Shot Mishot is north of all those places. Remember all those places along the northern end of the Euphrates? So go to the very northern point. It's above all those other places. And it's on the other side of the Nahar. So it looks like it's going to be out. He says, Ana min shot mi shot. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak nafcha al ragla, va'amar shot mi shot ben anarot omedet. Okay, what does he mean, shot mi shot ben anarot omedet? If something's ben anarot, what's it going to be looked at as? A good thing, right? If something's ben hanarot, well, ben hanarot between the Tigris and the Euphrates, that's good. V'chi ben hanarot omedet? How could it possibly be? Look, it's not on the map in between the naharot, right? That's not where it is. My have. Amar Abai, Amar Rabbi Chama Barukba, Amar Rabbi Yossi Barabbi Chanina, ben hanarot harehi kigola liyuchsin. He says the place that's ben hanarot is like the gola liyuchsin. Okay, now what is the gola? The gola is a positive statement. Okay, usually we think the gola is negative. In this case, and in general in that time, they always referred to the gola as Bavel. And Bavel, in this case, right, is the best. Because we learned that Bavel, all the Aratzot, are Yisal Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is Yisal Bavel. Bavel has the purest lineage. So now they're going to say, now Ben Hanaro doesn't mean between the Tigris and the Euphrates. Apparently there were two other small rivers that came off the side here. We don't see them on the map, but near Shot Mishot. And what we're saying is Shot Mishot, which resides between these two little rivers, that's considered like the Gola for Yuchsin, because it doesn't make sense to say it's between the Tigris and the Euphrates, because that is Bavel. You wouldn't say it's like Bavel. So they're saying this place, even though, like I said, it's further north and across on the other side of the Nahar, it's still considered like Bavel. Behecha Kaima, and where is this place? Okay, which we already saw on the map, but we know it only because of what comes later in the Gemara. Am Rabbi Yochanan, mi'ihi dekira ula'el. Okay, from this place, i'ihi dekira, and northward. Okay, further north. So that's exactly where we see it on the map. Veha. So now they're going to say, if Rabbi Yochanan says that it's further north from i'ihi dekira, it doesn't make any sense. V'hama Rabbi Yochanan, remember Rabbi Yochanan said in the previous daf, Amma Avrata Degizma. He had that much more southern point when he was describing the boundaries of Bavel. So how could he say that this place, which is good, is further north of that and further west? Amma Rabbi Ritzua Nafka. Okay? There was the border didn't go in a straight line. It went around. It was a strip of land that connected that to Bavel. And therefore, right, we can imagine also, we see this, by the way, in Gittin. There were certain places that were partly, and they were dependent on how the border went. The border wasn't straight. There's certain communities, for whatever reason, a community sprung up there, and it was very connected to Bavel, whereas the other ones were less connected, and the people were less miuchas. Amarav Ikabar Avi, and Amarav, Hanan el Amarav, Chilazon Nihavan, Nihavnad, sounds like an Indian word, right? Chilazon Nihavnad, Harehi Kigolali Yuchsin. Okay, this other area, which is not so clear where it is, okay, if you look on the map from the Schottenstein, they have it, now here we're way north, and well, not way north, but somewhat north, and much further east, closer to the land of Madai. If you see from the map from the Schottenstein, there's Chalvan or Chalzon and Nahavanad. Okay, these two places. Nahavanad is even further out, although it's not 100% clear where these places are. You have to remember, maps can't really, I mean, you could actually put question marks. And often, by the way, in the Atlas Karta map, they have question marks by places that they're not sure, and they'll show it in two places. But in general, it's hard. You have to stick it on at a certain point. So it's not 100% clear where these places are. But he says that this place also, Harei Kigola Liyuchsin. Okay, it's got good lineage. The people there have good lineage. Amalei Abaye, lo tatsitule. Don't listen to him. It's not true that it's Kigola Liyuchsin. But Yevamihi denaflale. There was a Yevama that came from that place that fell to him in Yibum. And because of that, he said that the place is Miyuchas, so he could marry her. Okay, you see how all these people, right, they're claiming, oh, you're no Gabadavar. You know, you have ulterior motives or... So what did they say? Amarle, Atu Didihu, what, you think this is my halacha? You think I made this up for my own personal, right? People get very, very defensive and also attacking when it comes to these things, right? Here he's attacking him and claiming that this rabbi is using it for his own purposes. So now, De Rav Hananel he, I didn't say this, but Rav Hananel said it. Azal Shailu al Rav Hananel, and as remember, Rav Iki Bar Avin said it in the name of Rav Hananel, who said it in the name of Rav. So he's saying, oh, you're making this up. So he said, no, Rav Hananel really said it. So what did they do? Luckily, Rav Hananel was still around. So they Azal Shailua l'Rav Hananel, they went and asked him, Amar lehu hachi amarav, chalzon nehavanad harehi kigola liyuchsin. Okay, and here he says, yeah, really, Rav said it. Okay, so he cleared his record. Upliga to Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, but there happens to be a machloket about this. Da'amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, my dichtiv vayanchem b'chalachu b'chavur nahar gozen v'arei madai. These are all the places that God, in Malachim Bet, it says that vayaga melech ashura Yisrael ashura. When the Assyrians came to do the galu, right, they brought the kutim to Eretz Yisrael, but what did they do with the Yisraelim? So it says he took them to chalach, chavur, nahar gozen v'arei madai. Chalach zo chilzon. Chavur zo hadyeb, okay, hadayeb, that's also, you see further north there, by the land of Madai. Nahar gozan ze ginzak, I didn't see this place on the map. Arei Madai zo chamdan, okay, which you see also further north of Nahavanad. V'chaveroteha, okay, zo chamdan v'chaveroteha. V'amrela zo nahavna v'chaveroteha, my chaveroteha, what are the cities around it? Amr Shmuel, krach mushchi chuski v'rumki. Okay, some cities, Mushki, Chuski, Vurumki. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bekulam Lifsol. And here comes Rabbi Yochanan and says, all these places are Pasul. In other words, all the places that the Assyrians took the Israelim, basically, what do we assume happened? They assimilated into the communities, right? The 10 tribes we're talking about here. And they're all Pasul. So according to that, what do you see? These places that we talked about, right, are Pasul. And he said, right, in other words, this is Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana, who's Cholek on this statement of Rav Hananel in the name of Rav, that this place is a good place, right? He said about this Chilzon Yehavanad is good. And he says it's bad. Kasal kadatach mushchi hainu mushkine. It sounds like mushchi is mushkine, right? You can imagine. It sounds like the same kind of place. And here they're asking another question. They're establishing there's a machloket about this. Now they're going to say, if mushchi is one of these places that Rabbi Yochanan said are all lipsol, what do we know? Okay, if mushchi is mushchine, you can see maybe where this is going, you can try to guess, but ha amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, amar Shmuel, mushkini harehi kigola liyuchsin. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba says in the name of Shmuel that this place is good. So how could he be saying the mushchi is listed on these bad places? So what do they obviously answer? Ela mushchi lechud u mushkini lechud. Mushchi is not mushkini, they're two different cities. I found mushkini on the map. If you look, it's on here, on the from the Schottenstein. It's also a northern point, but within Babel. It's in between the Prat and the Chidekel, and it's on the side of the Chidekel, okay? Mm-hmm. Not on the side of the Prat, right? All the other boundaries we were bringing, the northern boundaries, were on the Chidekel, on the Prat, on the Euphrates. Now we're giving one from the Tigris, and it's further north there, but it seems to be within Babel, and that's why they could say it's like Babel. But that's why they say it's like Babel, because it's not exactly in Babel, it's a little bit further north, but it's a city there. And Mushchi is a different place that's obviously closer to the other places mentioned there, which are more in the land of Madai. Utlat il alim bepuma ben shineha. Okay, here's a, if you remember from, if you've learned Sefer Daniel, he has all these nivuot about what's going to happen to different nations. So he has this nivuah, and he says, and there's three ribs in its mouth and in between its teeth. Okay, Bepume is in its mouth, Bein Shinah between its teeth. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, this is Zoh Chalzon Hadaye V'Nitzivin, Shepa'amim Boltan U'Pa'amim Poltan. Okay, that sometimes they get swallowed up and sometimes they get spit out. In other words, they're going to get conquered and unconquered and, you know, get their freedom back. Va'aru Chivya Acharei Tanina Da. Okay, and then there's going to be a chaya that's going to come after this. This is, he has all these chayot that come and they do things and they represent things. That's going to be like a dove. So Tani Rav Yosef, what's this? Elu parsim. Shochlim, why are they compared to a dove? Shochlim v'shotim kidov. They eat a lot of food like a bear. Umisrobelin kidov, and they're very fat like a bear. Umigadlin se'ar kedov, and they're very hairy, like a bear. Ve'ein lahem menucha kedov, and they're restless, like a bear. Okay, these are all things described in the Parsim. Rabbi Ami ki avuchaza parsa derachiv, when he saw a parsa who was on the go, who was riding, amar hainu dubad naida. There is a bear on the go, he would say. Okay, that was what they said about the Parsim. Amale Rebbe Lelevi, har any Parsim, show me what a Parsi looks like. Amarle domim lechayalot shel Beit David. Okay, they look like these chayalim of like the ranks of the chayalim in Beit David. Hereini chabarin, show me chabarin. Domim lemalachei chabala. They look like angels of destruction. Hereini yishmaelim, domim lesirim shel Beit Hakiseh. They look like the demons that hang out. There was this pharaoh as the demons hung out in bathrooms. That's why there's this gemara about women going to the bathroom in pairs. And people always joke about it because lots of times women go to the bathroom together, you know. Say, come with me to the bathroom. So, yeah, it comes from there, if you ever want to know. It comes up in Brachot, if I remember correctly. Hareini Tamidei Chachamim Shebebavel. Show me Tamidei Chachamim in Bavel. Domim Lemalachei Asharet. Okay? They look like Malachei Asharet. They look like angels. Okay? This is, again, trying to show... So this whole thing, by the way, is obviously showing the greatness of Babel. It's part of these texts that praise the Babylonians. Kiyav anicha nafshe de Rebbe. On the day that Rebbe died, if you remember, we had a whole story about the day that Rebbe died, and they were praying, and they were this, and his ama tried to get them away so they would stop praying, right? She threw something out the window so they would all stop praying, and then he died. So, by the way, they know that later the story is going to say something that would happen on Shabbat, like something about Shabbat, and it's going to be clear it didn't exactly happen on the day he died, because the day he died wasn't Shabbat. We know that from the story. Anyway, when Rebbe died, Amar, he prophesized, okay, the Mefarshim assume here that this is a type of prophecy, okay? It could be read otherwise, which is more, this fits into the whole thing about how far do you go to tell people their pasul or be quiet about it, and we're going to lead into that now about do you say, do you not say? So Rebbe apparently kept all this stuff silent when he was alive, but on his deathbed he realized maybe he should say some things about people that people should know about. So he starts saying, and or maybe he received some prophecy, like Rashi says it's based on a prophecy, that like as he was dying, he saw Beruach HaKodesh, that this was the situation. Homanya Ika Bebavel. Okay, the city of Homanya that's in Bavel, I don't think it's on our maps here. I couldn't find it. Kula Amonaihi. Okay, all the people are Amonim. All these places, I didn't find on the map. Mizgiraya Ika Bebavel, Kula de Mamzerihi. Everyone in the city are Mamzeri. Okay, right? Obviously, it's a little bit of an exaggeration here. It can't possibly be. They're all, you know, they all have Amoni lineage, and the assumption is they've converted, but they're Amonim who aren't allowed to be in the nation. Or Mamzerimhi. Birka Ika Bebavel, Shne Achim Yesh. Shemachlifim nishotehem zebazeh. There's two brothers who switch wives, and therefore their kids are mamzerim. Birta desatya ika bebavel. This place called Birta desatya. We'll see why they're called Birta desatya in a minute. Hayom saru mecharei makom. Okay, satya is listot. They go off the path. Okay, today they left God. De'af akfe pere bekavre b'shabata. Va'azilot v'tzadulhu b'shabta. There was a ditch overflowed, and they caught the fish from there on Shabbat. So obviously, when he says Hayom, he doesn't mean today, because today, the day he died, was not Shabbat. But he's saying, you know, recently this happened, right? Again, that you can see why they said this in the Nevuah, like what, all of a sudden he saw this image that had happened. Vishamtinu, and he put them all in Nidui. Rabbi, right? It's a very interesting, right? Especially when you look at the other part of what was going on, his death. You know, at his death, this whole big thing was going on at his death, okay? It was a big deal. First of all, he was huge, Rebbe, right? He was the changing of a generation, like of a whole, at the whole end of the Tkufat HaTanaim. Now, I don't know if they knew that at the time, but it was this big transition. We're going to talk about it also in a minute, and that was clear also from the fact, the other story about his death, that they were praying, trying not to let him die. They were scared what was going to be. And then, you know, he starts with all these prophecies about people and obviously affecting people in a pretty negative way. You know, it's interesting that at the same time the people were, again, if you see these stories is actually having happened, but that there's these two stories, one about him, you know, you have to think about how to work them together. One about him apostling all sorts of people, and the other about the people trying to keep him alive, maybe because he was prophesizing, maybe also people wanted him to keep going on. Again, I'm not sure that these stories are actually true and really happened, and that you have to assume the two stories coincided and were coming from the same school of thought or, you know, Beit Midrash. But anyway, it's interesting to think about. Rabbi Achab, Rabbi Yo, oh, sorry, I didn't read the whole thing right. So these people were catching fish. Vishamtinu Rabbi Achab, Rabbi Yoshia, Vishtamud. He put them in Nidoy, and they all became apostates. Akra de Agma, he continues, this other place, Akra de Agma, Ika Bebavel, Adabar Ahava Yeshba, and there's a guy named Adabar Ahava there, Hayom Yoshev Chaykoshal Avraham, Hayom Nolad, okay, sorry, period, Hayom Yoshev Chaykoshal Avraham, today he converted, okay, and I guess he saw greatness coming from him, Hayom Nolad Rav Yehuda Bebavel. And today, there's a Rav Yehuda, right? This is why I think, by the way, that they assume that he's prophesizing. Because how could he possibly know that Rav Yehuda is being born, and who Rav Yehuda is, he was just born. So today, Rav Yehuda is born in Bavel. Da'amar Mar, and here we get to the whole thing and why he said this. Da'amar Mar, Kishamei Rabbi Akiva no lav Rebbe. Kishamei Rebbe no lav Rav Yehuda. Kishamei Rav Yehuda no lav Rava. Kishamei Rava no lav Rav Ashi. Lalamdacha she'ein tzadik niftar min ha'olam ad shenivrat tzadik kamoto she'nehemar v'zarach ha'shemesh uva ha'shemesh ad shelo kavta shimsho shel Eli zarcha shimsho shel Shmuel ha'ramati she'nehemar v'ner Elohim terem yichbe u'shmuel shochev v'chulei. Okay, so here you see this very beautiful image that every time someone dies, right, just before they die, as they're dying, someone else is being born to replace them.
It's very Buddhist.
It's very Buddhist, right? It does have sort of Buddhist nature to it. Again, whether you believe this is truth, I don't believe this is truth. I think what it's trying to show, first of all, number one, it's trying to show, it's highlighting who are the most critical people from the time of the Tanaim to the end of the Amoraim, right? Rav Ashi is the end, right? Think about what these people did, right? Rav Ashi is, he finishes up the Gemara, right? He's the last guy, and he kind of seals the Gemara. Rebbe writes the Gemara, right? Rabbi Akiva has his reputation for being Rabbi Akiva, for coming to Judaism and creating all sorts of things. I mean, again, you could pick somebody else instead of Rabbi Akiva. He's not as clear as, like, Rebbe and Rav Ashi who finish the Gemara. And Abaye and Rav are, like, the most famous Baalei Machloket, and we pass on like Rava. So that, you know, that fits in. So anyway, it's interesting. Rabbi Yehuda, you know, it's a question. Like, you would have thought Rav would be here, but obviously you can't put Rav here because Rav is Rebbe's Talmid. You have to find someone, if you're going to fit in with this story, it's got to be someone who wasn't alive at the time and only came later. And also, it shows it's not a direct Shoshelet because these people were just being born then. They obviously weren't taking over the leadership. But somehow it's showing this cycle and also just kind of giving people hope. Right? Especially when you look at the other story of Rebbe, it was this fear. What's going to be at his death? And they're telling you, and that's why Rebbe himself says it, someone else is being born who will ultimately fill my shoes. Okay, so just to explain, in case you don't understand all the details, right, to any no tzaddik is niftar until someone else like him is born, right, which obviously doesn't really bode well for the, you know, the nitma atu adorot, that it goes down and down. Right here it says tzaddik kamoto. And other people say, oh, you know, as the generations go, it gets worse and worse and less Torah. So either you say, well, that's not the leaders, that's the people. But again, it's hard to say because if there's good leaders, then the good leaders should be able to bring the people up. So it could be there's two different viewpoints about that. And then they say, v'zarach ha'shemesh u'ba ha'shemesh, right? Just the way the sun rises and sets, right? It's all cyclical. And the same thing with Eli and Shmuel. Okay, the same thing, right? As Eli's sons Shmuel is there as Eli's, right just before Eli's downfall. Tziva Hashem liyakov svivav tzarav. Okay, now we're going back to, okay, we got off on this on a tangent because Rebbe was talking about all these cities in Bavel. From that, we got to, other stuff. Now we're going back to cities, different cities about it. So Tziva Hashem liyakov svivav tzarav. What does that mean? That you'll always have enemies around you. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Kigon Homanya Lepum Nahara. Okay, like Homanya, which is in Pum Nahara. Okay, now we see Pum Nahara is on our map. It's near the Chidekel. Okay, much further south than the other place we saw in the Chidekel. Okay, Pum Nahara toward the south there. If you look on the Alas Karta map, it's right there. So those people are our enemies, basically. And we saw this Homanaya before, which also it was looked at as a bad city. That was what Rebbe had talked about. Vayihiki hinabi. Okay, here's a nevuah from Yechezkel. And he says, Vayihiki nabi upaltiyahu ben b'nayahu met. Okay, this guy, Paltiyahu ben b'nayahu, dies. Ve'apola panai ve'ezak kol gadol. Omar, and I fall on my face and I scream out in a big call when he dies. V'omer, aha, Adoni Hashem, aha, Adoni Hashem. Okay, now, what's the meaning of what happened here? You think he's happy the guy's dead or upset the guy's dead? We don't know, right? A scream could be anything. Rav Shmuel, machloket, chad amar l'tova, chad amar l'ra. One said this guy was great, and that's why Litova. No, it was a scream that he was happy. I think that's what it means. Right? The scream was that he was happy, and one said the scream was that he was upset.
One says it's a tribute to his virtue, and it was
a tribute. Oh, okay. I couldn't remember. Fine. Thank you. So, Chanamar Litova, meaning he was saying this guy was great, and Chanamar Lera'ad, he was saying this guy was terrible. Manda Amar Litova, the one who says Litova. Okay, we're just the structure. Rav and Shmuel are going to have this machloket. We're going to try to figure out that it was Shmuel who said one of these opinions. Okay, often we have this machloket. We don't know who said what. And then the Gemara is going to try to figure out who said what, but then they're going to reject it. Okay, so what happened here? And then you'll see eventually why this connects to us. Manda Amar Litova, ki ha de'istandara, this was a ruler of De Meshan, of the city of Meshan, which was in Bavel. Chatne de Nebuchadnezzar Hava. The truth is it in Bavel or somewhere in the area? I don't remember now. Not sure if it's on the maps. No, I don't remember where Meshan is. Oh, here. Sorry. Here's Meshan. Meshan is the area you see. Okay, it's a whole area, and it's to the east of the lower part of Bavel. Okay? So now we want to know, eventually we're going to get into the status of the people in Meshan. From this story. So now the ruler of Meshan was the son-in-law of Nebuchadnezzar, Hava. Okay, that's who he was. Shalach le, mikule hai shivye da'aitit lach, lo shadalan dekai lekaman. Okay, you didn't send me anybody from this big, right? He says to his father-in-law, you didn't send me anybody from this whole big, you got all these people, why don't you send me anybody? Bai l'shadui le mi Yisrael. He wanted to send him Jews. So Nebuchadnezzar says, okay. Right? Paltiel ben Benayahu is the ruler of Meshan. And Nebuchadnezzar, he says, I want you to send me people. So he says, I'll send you people from the Jewish people. Amarle Paltiel ben Benayahu, Anan de Chashvina neku mikamach, v'avdi nizlu lahatam. Oh, sorry. No. There was a ruler. Sorry, he's not the ruler, right? According to this, right, he's not the ruler. Paltiel ben Benayahu says to him, he says, listen, we're very important. So he says to Nebuchadnezzar, don't send us there, send our slaves there. Okay, now according to this, what would happen, right? According to this, who would be living in Meshan now? Jewish slaves and not Jewish people. Follow? Which means, the Jews, not Jewish slaves, the Jews' slaves, which are Avadim Knanim, in which case Meshan would be a place with bad lineage. Follow? So Va'amar, and here comes Yechezkel, and what does he say? Va'amar Navi, Misha Asat Tova B'Yisrael Yamuf B'Chatzi Yamav, and here this guy helped us, how could he die B'Chatzi Yamav? Manda Amar L'Ra'a, so the one who says he was a bad guy, what would he say? Dichtiv V'Tavo Oti El Shar Beit Hashem HaKadmoni, HaPoneh Kadima, we've actually seen this source before. So now I come to the Shar Beit Hashem HaKadmoni, HaPoneh Kadima, it's facing Kadima. V'hineh b'petach hashar 25 ish. Okay, then I get to the Petach HaShar, Yechezkel had all these visions he saw. So he says, I get to the Shar in the Beit HaMikdash, and I get to the Shar HaKadmoni, HaPone Kadima, and what do I see in Petach HaShar? 25 ish. And who's among those 25 people? Ve'er'ebet Chamit Yozniyahu ben Ezer ve'et Pelatayahu ben Benayahu. Sarei Ha'am. Okay, the important people of the city I see there. Buchtiv, okay, now this is important to note. If you read the Gemara without looking at the Pesukim, you assume that in that same context, it also says this Pesuk. Remember, we're trying to show that he was a negative character. But actually, this Pesuk has nothing to do with that Pesuk, okay? But what's the issue? There's a similarity that there's 25 people by the Shar Beit Hashem. So they're going to assume, right, the Midrash, right, this is the world of Drasha, that they're talking about the same situation. Okay, one's in, I think, Perek Chet, one's in Perek Yubet. Okay, they're not near each other, if I'm quoting it right. Anyway, you can check. But I think they're in different prekim. Uchti, vayavei oti al chatzar beit Hashem apnimit, v'hinei petach heichal Hashem, bein ha'ulam u'bein ha'mizbeach, in front of the heichal, between the ulam and the mizbeach, remember that area? We've seen it many times on the map. Ke'esrim v'chamisha ish, okay, now what's with these 25 people? This is the source we've seen before. Acho, you'll remember it, I think, when you get to it. A very unpleasant source. Acho rehem aleichal Hashem, their backs are to the heichal, u'pnehem kedma, and their faces are faced the other way. In other words, obviously, if their backs are this way, their faces are that way. So what does it want to say? They're going to darshan that. In other words, they removed their clothing, their backs were to the Heichal, and they defecated in the Beit HaMikdash there. Okay, very unpleasant vision. And who was among these people according to the drasha? Paltiyahu ben Benayahu. V'ka'amar Navi, Misha asa ra'al hazop Yisrael, yamut al mitato. How could it be that this guy just dies peacefully in his bed? Right. The first one was, how could he die b'chatzi yamav? The second one says, no. How could he die peacefully on his bed? Okay, so now they want to know who said what. Tistayim d'shmuel d'amar l'ra'a. It must be Shmuel said l'ra'a. Why? D'amar b'chia b'rav and amar Shmuel. Mushchani harei kigola liyuchsin. Mishon, which is Mishan, lo chashula lo mishum avduk ve lo mishum amzirut, ela koanim shayuba lo hikpidu al hagrushot. So what does Shmuel say? Mushkani is like the gola liyuchsin. We saw that before. Nothing relevant to our issue. But Mishan, because it doesn't have avadim, doesn't have mamzerim, which would obviously negate the first source, where it said that they sent the avadim there. But what can you say if you remember this? No, la'olam em elcha Shmuel amar l'tova. You could still say that Shmuel said l'tova. U'Shmuel l'tame da'amar, and then it would work perfectly. Why? What does Shmuel hold? Or what is right? Shmuel says hamafkir avdo yatzal lechirut ve'ino tzarich get shichrur. An eved who becomes hefker. Now imagine all the Jews sent their avadim to Meshan because the governor said, you know, you got to send my people there. And Nebuchadnezzar decreed it. Basically, they were clearly mafkir their avadim. They didn't think they'd ever see those avadim again. And if you're mafkir your eved, the eved goes free and doesn't even need to get shikur, which means those guys are Jewish and their lineage is totally fine. So therefore, it doesn't prove any. You know, it doesn't necessarily prove either. Or really. Right. According to this, you would really say that Shmuel would say that it was Litova, that it was Lira'a, because if it was Litova, then the people there would be actually good Jews. And how do we know that Evet Sheyatzal Chirut according to Shmuel? Kol Evet Ish Miknat Kesef. So what does it mean here? Kol Evet Ish, any Evet of a man. Okay, so now they say Evet Ish below Evet Isha. What does it mean? Only the Evet of a man, not the Evet of a woman. Ella. Eved sheyesh lo reshut l'rabo alav, karoy eved. Eved she'ein l'rabo reshut alav, ein karoy eved. Eved ish means he's the eved of a person. As soon as the person releases it, right, doesn't, is mafkiroto, he doesn't belong to any person. At that point, well, then he's free. And that's not even that he's free, he's not even called an eved. So if he's not called an eved, it means he goes free. Okay, now we're going to talk about this going back to way back when. What did we say? Kol haratzot yisal Eretz Yisrael. The Eretz Yisrael yisal Bavel, meaning that Bavel has the cleanest lineage. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. And what does it mean about the other places? That they have mixed up lineage, right? Okay, that the other areas, even Eretz Yisrael, right? has mixed up people, and therefore, what are we going to assume from there? It's going to be complicated to marry people. You have to really check out the yichus, and if you can't prove it, well, you're going to be in trouble. So, I'm Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Zo Divrei Rabbi Meir. Aval, Chachamim Omrim, Kol Aratzot Bechezkat Sheirotim Omdot. All, everyone's Bechezkat Kashrut, right? And this is where we get, you know, you don't have to start opening doors to try to apostle people, but assume Chezkat Kashrut. Amemar, Sharalala Rav Huna Bar Natan. We're going to see all sorts of things here. Amemar allowed Rav Huna Bar Natan leminsav itita mechoziata to marry a woman from mechoza. Amar le Rav Ashi, my daatech. What were you thinking? Da Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Zodvei Rabbi Meir Avachachamim Omim Kol Aratzot Chezkak Sheirotim Omdot. That's why you said it, because you hold like Chachamim. V'ha Berav Kana lo matnu hachi uBerav Papa lo matne hachi uBerav Zvi lo matne hacha. Okay, what does he say? All these people don't hold like what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. The Chachamim disagree. Okay, they don't think Chachamim disagree. So now we not only have a machloka Rabbi Meir Chachamim, but we don't even know if there's a machloka Rabbi Meir Chachamim. It's not clear whether Chachamim actually say Kulam. Not everybody believed that. In other words, it was a basic, machloka about, do Chachamim disagree with this statement or do they not? I think part of it was they just couldn't imagine. Right, some people couldn't imagine that Chachamim would disagree, and that's why they said it, maybe. And other people said, I never heard him say that. You know, what are you talking about? So now, remember what happened here. A Amemar wants to allow this guy to marry this woman who's potentially problematic, and Rav Ashi says, why are you saying that it's okay? We don't hold that way. And then he says, Afilu hachi lo kibla mine mishum d'shmiyale mi Rav Zvi din Nahardea. And he didn't accept it because this is what he heard from Rav Zvi of Nahardea. Okay? He heard that, and therefore he held that way. Tana Rabbanan. Mamzeri v'netine tahorim la'atid lavo devre Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir Omer, ein tahorim. Okay, now we have this machloket about, are mamzeri v'netirim going to be tahorim in the future? Are we going to be resolve all these problems or not? Rabbi Meir says, ein tahorim. Amar lo Rabbi Yossi, balo kvar ne'emar. Why do you think they're not going to be tahorim? It says, v'darafti alechem mayim tahorim u'tiharatim. Right? And you're going to purify them. Mother Rabbi Meir, Kishu Omer, right, Utartim Mikol Tumotechem, right, you'll be purified from all your tumot. So Kishu Omer Mikol Tumotechem and Mikol Gelulechem, Lo Mina Mamzerut, that's not referring to Mamzerut, okay? In other words, you think, right, this Nivuah from Yechezkel that I'm going to sprinkle this water on you and be Metaher you from all your tumah means I'm going to Metaher you from Mamzerut. But, in fact, it's not from Mamzerut. Okay, we're going to stop here, and tomorrow we'll pick up here about the more back and forth between the two of them about this.